It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Yeah, sound the bell. Here's the good news. And it is a 1st of April edition of
Not Necessarily the News.
Because when it's real news, the joke's on all of us. Yep. Hey, Hanksters. We're streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. Pranks aplenty.
Let's start right out.
What's up?
Hey, what happened?
I don't know.
Well, tonight we're going to find out. As President Trump announced late last night, actually Carolyn Leavitt, press secretary, announced that the president will speak at 8 p.m. Texas time tonight and address the nation. Nobody knows what it's really about, but this is on the heels of yesterday. He said the U.S. expects to leave Iran, quote, soon, possibly in 2 to 3 weeks, unless you're a prime member.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then it's overnight?
But we do know, just as soon as it was announced that they were suspended yesterday, that would be those helicopter pilots.
Oh.
Who flew the Apaches by Kid Rock's home over the weekend. And for some reason, Kid Rock knew about it. Imagine that. Kid Rock. At home. Just hanging out. Waiting for stuff to happen.
Yeah. That's kind of odd.
Then all of a sudden, yeah, two Apache helicopters right outside his backyard. Just to say, hey. Well, they were suspended pending investigation until U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth came to their defense of the Army pilots who
really
did the flyby, and it was announced. I'm reversing it. Pete posted on X, quote, "Thank you, Kid Rock. U.S. Army pilots' suspension lifted. No punishment, no investigation. Carry on, patriots." That is what Pete Hegseth said. He left out. He left out the.
What the bar?
Right.
The danga dang.
Yeah.
Digga digga.
Digga digga.
That's how you roll right there. So feel free to fly by and buzz Kid Rock's house at any time.
Yeah, this is like Top Gun and Maverick.
Have him spill his coffee in the tower.
That dang kid! Ah!
Meghan Markle may not have done her due diligence before marrying Prince Harry. OK Magazine reports the actress had a big plan for her life, and that was to become the Queen of England. Apparently, Meg's
how that works.
Truly believed that she was prettier, smarter, and harder working than Kate Middleton. So she should inherit the throne.
Well, that's also what makes you a queen.
Yeah.
Yes. None of that.
So, yeah. But I'm really pretty and I have a good social. At first she got what she wanted because she married him and had this great life. And then she realized eventually, no, I'm not going to be in charge ever.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah.
Some are saying that's the plan all along. So.
Well, hey, Megan. That's too bad, isn't it? So the latest on Tiger Woods flipping the Land Rover. He yesterday pled officially not guilty to DUI. He demanded a jury trial. And, of course, Woods was charged with driving under the influence with property damage and refusal to submit a lawful test. Breathalyzer showed no alcohol present, but he was pretty buzzy, as we've heard on the report. An arraignment is set for April 23rd. On the heels of all that, even though he says not guilty, Tiger Woods also said, "I'm entering rehab." Released a statement, said, "I know and understand the seriousness of the situation I find myself in today. Stepping away for a period of time to seek treatment and focus on my health." Think he'll mix in some golf there? Or is that not fun for him?
No. Yeah,
all right. Ugh. Now, when they found the Land Rover and Tiger, and actually he was fished out of the thing by the driver that he hit. Imagine that guy's story.
You'll never believe this.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, police found 2 hydrocodone pills in his left pocket during the arrest. And Tiger told cops this is the reason for him flipping the whole thing. He was looking at his phone while he was driving and changing his radio to another station when he struck the vehicle in front of him. So distracted driving is what he's going with.
Oh, so is it a wacky DJ's fault?
You know. If it had just been on the Hank FM app, he wouldn't have had to change
anything.
It's
very simple. How all of this?
We're just trying to help you. Mm-hmm. Tiger, we're trying to help you.
Speaking of all things Tiger, it's a sad day for Joe Exotic. He cannot bring his case to the Supreme Court. And we're spending lots more time right here in the Westerplex. Mm. He's serving 21 years for planning to kill one Carol Baskin. Doing that right up the street, the Fort Worth Medical Prison Facility, but is still hopeful for his release. And when that happens, he wants to plan a nationwide egg hunt for everyone.
Oh,
okay?
Happy Easter.
It's Easter.
There it is.
And is very grateful to everyone that has sent him pizza, burgers, and other DoorDash delights. And if you have that much money, we'd love some pizza.
KB like and better, Heather yeah, Lee.
Better ways to...
You know, I mean, it wouldn't be bad at all. Maybe at the very least for a Will It Float item mm-hmm. or for Leslie the Studio Mouse.
What?
I know.
Yeah. I don't know that the prison officials are actually letting these people deliver pizza to Joe Exotic.
There's a lot of Tiger news today of different varieties. Indeed. Mm-hmm. So, there's a new series in development. And Sony Pictures Television is behind it. It is based on the Jeffrey Epstein case.
Okay,
yeah, so this would be a dramatized look.
No.
It would be like they've done with the, you know, the OJ thing on FX and stuff like that. And then Laura Dern is actually in talks to play the Miami Herald reporter who exposed part of the case, the Epstein plea deal. Way back, I don't know, at this point, like a dozen years ago. So no word on who would be cast as Jeffrey Epstein, but if I'm an actor and that's what I get cast as, for crying out loud, I'm quitting the profession completely. No word also on who's going to be cast as the Sharpie that redacted all of the other stuff in the files. Yeah, that's an important role.
And just so we're clear, none of this is entertainment. No, real estate, normally a very good investment. In New York City... Not so much right now. Oodles of companies moving out of the Big Apple to more business-friendly environments. And no one feeling the heat more than Hugh Jackman. He's trying to sell his penthouse. And it's a tough go. He just lowered the price by $10 million. A little clearance sale. And it features all the fun stuff. A private gym, sauna, massive windows, a rooftop terrace, lots of room to spread out at 11,000 square feet. And all this can be yours, JB. Little newlywed nest, $29.9 million.
Yeah, but will I get an Apache helicopter flyby? Because that's really what
maybe.
I want. All right, buzz the tower a little bit
I'll
right
call
there.
Pete. Hello?
Some big names will be headlining a different World Cup headed to Cowtown in just a week or so. Lady A will headline the opening ceremonies for the FEI World Cup. If you're not familiar with that is the Equestrian Finals, which will run from April 8th through the 12th at Dickies Arena. So all you horsing around, Hank fans, this is a big dance for you. So Lady A will be joined by Walker Hayes, Gavin DeGraw, going to be a part of that. Remember him?
Yeah, that was Britney Spears' rehab boyfriend back in the day.
Well, there you go.
We all have one.
The REI World, the FEI World Cup. Coming to Dickies Arena next week. And coming to your phones and other such technological devices tomorrow, the emergency alert system has scheduled a test for tomorrow. Texas Division of Emergency Management conducting a statewide emergency thing. And this means you'll get it on your phones, too. And we'll all be there in like a restaurant or something at lunch. And then everybody's phone will go off and we're thinking the world's going to end. City of Fort Worth announced that the test specifically will take place here in the city around 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So they can't. They did decide, though, they normally do all of these on Wednesdays. But, of course, today is not the day to do that kind of thing.
Thanks, Maddie.
April Fool!
This is only a test.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.